Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Zealot and the Emancipator, John Brown, Abraham Lincoln, and the Struggle for American Freedom is a work of narrative history and dual biography by H.W. Brands. The book examines two central opponents of American slavery, whose methods could hardly have been more different. John Brown pursued abolition through militant direct action, culminating in violence in Kansas and the raid on Harper's Ferry. Abraham Lincoln worked through electoral politics, constitutional argument, party building, and ultimately presidential authority. Brands uses their parallel lives to explore a larger historical problem, how a republic confronts a moral evil that is protected by law, custom, and economic power. The book is not simply a biography of either man, nor a general Civil War history. Its purpose is comparative and interpretive, by setting Brown and Lincoln beside each other. Brand studies the tension between moral urgency and political consequence, showing how both zeal and statecraft shape the road to emancipation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a dual biography that turns contrast into historical interpretation. Brands organizes the book around two men who never met but who became linked by the national crisis over slavery. The dual biography structure matters because it prevents either figure from becoming the sole explanation for emancipation. Brown and Lincoln are presented as different answers to the same problem: what should a morally serious person do when the political order tolerates an obvious injustice? Brown treats slavery as an emergency requiring direct confrontation. Lincoln treats it as a political and constitutional problem that must be contained, challenged, and eventually destroyed through public authority. The comparison allows Brands to show that moral opposition to slavery did not automatically produce agreement about tactics. It also lets him move between personal conviction and public consequence. Brown appears not merely as a fanatic, but as a man whose commitment to black equality was unusually radical for his time. Lincoln appears not merely as a cautious politician, but as someone who understood that durable change required legitimacy, timing, and power. This structure gives the book its main analytical force. Secondly, John Brown as a study in abolitionist zeal and violent consequence. The book portrays John Brown as a figure of intense religious conviction who believes slavery was not only politically wrong, but spiritually intolerable. Brands emphasizes the unusual depth of Brown's commitment to racial equality, while also confronting the violence that made him one of the most divisive figures in American history. Brown's involvement in Bleeding Kansas, including the Pottawatomie killings, shows how anti-slavery resistance could cross into retaliatory terror. His later raid on Harper's Ferry was militarily disastrous, poorly matched to its intended revolutionary ambitions, and quickly suppressed. Yet its political effect was enormous. Brown's execution transformed him into a martyr for many in the North, and a symbol of existential threat for many in the South. Brands, therefore, treats Brown less as a successful strategist than as a catalyst. The raid did not free enslaved people directly, but it made compromise over slavery more difficult. The book uses Brown to examine the disturbing power of moral absolutism when it exposes injustice but also sheds blood. Thirdly, Lincoln as a politician who turned anti-slavery principle into public power, Brands resists a simplified picture of Lincoln as either a passive moderate or an inevitable liberator. The Lincoln in this book is ambitious, legally minded, and deeply aware of the limits imposed by voters, courts, parties, and the Constitution. His anti-slavery politics centered first on preventing the expansion of slavery rather than immediate abolition, where it already existed. That position can look cautious, but Brands presents it as part of a broader strategy for weakening slave power through democratic means. Lincoln's speeches, debates, and Republican leadership helped make slavery extension the central political issue of the 1850s. After election and secession, the meaning of his leadership changed because war created new possibilities and pressures. Emancipation became a military, constitutional, and moral act. Brands shows that Lincoln's path depended on patience and timing, but not on moral indifference. His importance lay in joining anti-slavery conviction to institutional authority, turning a principle that many citizens contested into a policy backed by the power of the state. Fourthly, the antebellum crisis as the setting that made both men consequential. The book places Brown and Lincoln inside the widening breakdown of American political compromise before the Civil War. Slavery was not a marginal dispute, but the central contradiction of a nation that claimed liberty while protecting human bondage, events such as sectional conflict in Kansas, the growth of the Republican Party, Southern fear of anti-slavery politics, and the intensifying debate over federal power created the conditions in which both men mattered. Brown did not create sectional hostility by himself, and Lincoln did not manufacture the conflict through ambition. Rather, each became influential because the existing system was losing its capacity to manage the slavery question. Harper's Ferry heightened Southern fears that anti-slavery politics would become armed insurrection. Lincoln election convinced many slaveholding leaders that political control was slipping away. Brands uses this setting to show that individuals can accelerate history, but only when institutions are already strained. The book is therefore a biography of two men and a study of a republic approaching collapse. Lastly, the unresolved moral tension between urgency, legality, and emancipation. A central intellectual value of the book is its refusal to make the problem of slavery resistance morally simple. Brown and Lincoln both opposed slavery, but their approaches exposed different dangers. Brown understood the cruelty of delay more clearly than many moderates, and his willingness to act forced the nation to face the violence already embedded in slavery. Yet his methods involved killing, failed planning, and a readiness to accept consequences for others as well as himself. Lincoln respected law and democratic process, which helped make emancipation politically sustainable, but his method required compromise, restraint, and time that enslaved people did not possess. Brands does not resolve the tension by declaring one approach wholly right and the other wholly wrong. Instead, he shows that the end of slavery emerged through a terrible convergence of moral agitation, political leadership, and war. The book is strongest when it makes readers consider whether justice requires impatience, whether politics requires compromise, and what happens when both paths lead to violence. In conclusion, this book is well suited to readers interested in American history, abolitionism, Abraham Lincoln, John Brown, and the moral politics of the Civil War era. It will also appeal to readers who want narrative history that remains analytical without becoming narrowly academic. The practical intellectual benefit is a sharper understanding of how social transformation occurs when law, morality, and public opinion conflict. Brands shows that conviction alone does not determine historical impact. Strategy, timing, institutions, and unintended consequences matter as well. Compared with standard Lincoln biographies, the book gives more space to the radical pressure surrounding conventional politics. Compared with books focused only on Brown, it places militant abolitionism beside the slower machinery of democratic power. Compared with broad Civil War surveys, it offers a focused interpretive lens through two lives. Its distinction lies in the pairing Brown and Lincoln become complementary opposites, one exposing the moral emergency and the other converting crisis into state action. The book does not replace more specialized studies of abolition, slavery, or wartime emancipation, but it stands out as an accessible and thoughtful synthesis of the ethical and political struggle that preceded freedom. If you would like to support H.W. Brands, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.